Welcome to it, Chewing the Fat Friday edition, Fat Pile Friday. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. It's been an exciting week. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And earlier today, we did Pat Gray Unleashed, and more on Trivia Friday. And so I go back to my office and I'm getting ready for the podcast. And I said, well, let's, we'll get it ready. And I'm reading a story about some story that I was wanted the information on. I looked down at the bottom, and clickbait stories are at the bottom of these stories. And there's one that is from directhealthy.com. And the line underneath the female picture is 13 female stars that have aged flawlessly. Some of them live already in retirement homes, but are still gorgeous, meaning that, a lot of these actresses are old. And the picture is of Lisa Bonet. And it says, you'll never believe what Lisa looks like now. Try not to smile when you see her. Something like that. And I think, okay. And the title is 13 female stars that have aged flawlessly. So I'm already buying in to 13 clicks. No problem. Now, I've started a new kind of Jeff Fisher rule on clickbait stories. If you have something on the cover of the clickbait story and I don't reach it by about 11 or 12 clicks, I'm gone. All right. So I've already bought into 13 for this one because I said, Lisa Bonet. And, I understand I could just go to Google and click on images and see Lisa Bonet, all the pictures I wanted of Lisa Bonet. But that's not the point because I do want to see some of the others. I don't know who they are, but I want to see them. I'll take a look at them. They're stars. They're movie stars, TV stars, whatever. I want to take a look at them, see what they look like then and now. And so I click. And when I got to 13, there was still no Lisa Bonet. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to stop now until I get to Lisa Bonet. I was so mad. I'm not going to stop now until I get to Lisa Bonet. Her picture was on the cover of this clickbait story. I want to see her. And so I click and I click and I click. I hit the next button. And some of the pages, you've got to wait for them to load a little bit longer than the others. And I hit the next button and I hit the next button and I hit the next button. And each time I hit the next button and the picture comes up and it's Julia Roberts or Mia Farrow, I'm getting angrier because I cannot believe that Lisa Bonet has not showed up yet. I'll give you three guesses what the number was to get to Lisa Bonet. From Healthy Direct or from directhealthy.com. Title, 13 female stars that have aged flawlessly. Some of them live already in retirement homes but are still gorgeous. Lisa Bonet, you'll never believe what she looks like now. Try not to smile when you see her. The 104th next click was Lisa Bonet. That should be illegal. Illegal. Directhealthy.com. I don't know that I will click on anything from your links again. That is agonizing. I about blew my top. I could not believe how many times I had to hit next. And it just kept coming up another actress, another star, another actress, another star. Many of them dead now. But no Lisa Bonet. And it was her picture on the cover of the clickbait picture, of the clickbait link. Unbelievable. 104th. It should be illegal. In fact, if I were king, I don't want to ban stuff. I don't want to tell you what you can and can't say. But I do want, at least when you say on the headline, 13 female stars that have aged flawlessly, one of the 13... one of the first 13 should be of the picture you have on the clickbait link. That should be a law. Shouldn't it? Yes. Yes, it should be. It certainly shouldn't be the 104th click. Agonizing. All right, today is a big day. We have the Scout Elf giveaway, the Elf on the Shelf giveaway. We've had the giveaway going on all week. And those of you that wanted to participate, tweeted in and Facebooked in with the hashtag Scout Elf and the hashtag Chewing the Fat and told us what kind of good home you would be for the Elf on the Shelf. And we also have the new dog, and we have the packages of the male Elf on the Shelf and the female Elf on the Shelf and the movies. And we also have the little... Ooh, what is this, actually? The Scout Elf, not included. Oh, this is the little... It's, oh, how cute! I didn't know we had these. We've got the little the earmuffs for the little Girl Scout. that's good. That's going into the that's going into that package for the Girl Elf. So we have that to give away, and we'll do that in a few moments here on Chewing the Fat. But I want to get to a couple of stories that, you know, just to get you through the weekend. We found out today, breaking news, that Johnson & Johnson knew for decades about the asbestos in baby powder talc supply. And they just, we just forgot to tell the FDA. Don't worry about it. Look, we know it's got a little asbestos in that powder. It's not bad. Just don't worry about it. Don't tell anybody. So we'll see what the outcome of that's going to be. I'm guessing, I don't know, a few $100 million would probably set that right. No telling, though. We also have a recall that's kind of just for, well, I don't want to judge. So it might not be just for females. But Kimberly Clark, the makers of the Kotex, has issued a voluntary recall on a particular type of its product. Because according to the press release, the You Buy Kotex Sleek product, the regular absorbency, have a quality-related defect. It falls apart inside of people. That's a problem. That's a little bit of a problem. So please look that up. I'll tweet that out at JeffyMRA so you know exactly what particular product I'm talking about from Kimberly Clark, the makers of Kotex. And, you know, if you have that particular product, don't use it. Since it is Elf on the Shelf giveaway day, we do have a new survey out that's asking if we should rebrand Old Saint Nick as female or gender neutral. Now, we do have the male Scout Elf and the girl Scout Elf to give away. But according to this new survey, people wanted to rebrand Santa Claus as either gender neutral or female. Now, according to the logo making company Graphic Springs, about 10% of the people surveyed said Santa should be a woman. About 17% said Old Saint Nick should be gender neutral. Okay, that is not that much. 4,000 people across the United States and the United Kingdom were reportedly asked what their modern Santa would look like. For generations, Santa has been depicted with his traditional red and white jacket, bobble hat, full beard, and what would he look like if he were rebranded today? According to those polled, 18% said Santa should have new hair, 23% said he should have an iPhone, and 22% said it's time for a flying car. Okay, Santa doesn't need an iPhone. He knows it all anyway. The elves tell him about the kids. He doesn't need an iPhone to catch up with people. He doesn't need a flying car. He has reindeer and a sleigh. Okay? The huge bag of toys isn't going to fit into the trunk of a car. And Santa doesn't need new hair. He's an old elf with long beard and long hair. He doesn't need new hair. That's who Santa is. But really, 10% of the people surveyed said they should be a woman, and 17% said gender neutral. That still means an overwhelming, overwhelming response of, no, we like the traditional Santa. Speaking of the traditional Santa, and myself, of course, when I see stories on obesity, the headline is American obesity rate increased in 2018. And for those of you that kept tweeting me this, saying, you know, I was the main cause of this, ha, ha, ha. Hashtag chewing the fat. Got it. Now, the American obesity rate increased a full 5 percentage points in 2018, according to the United Health Foundation's annual report. The adult population's obesity rate jumped to 31.3% in the past year.
Wow.
With premature deaths increasing by 3% from 7,214 to 7,432. From 7,214 to 7,432 years lost before the age of 75 per 100,000 people. Strange way to think about those numbers. Dr. Rhonda Randall, Chief Medical Officer of the United Healthcare National Markets and an advisor to the America's Health Rankings, who I'm a huge fan of the America's Health Rankings, says the latest figures show that American obesity rate continues to grow, which offers a whole host of health problems for our country. It also means how well our country is doing. We've struggled for years, according to the United Nations, to fight starving humans, to fight hunger. We have now come closer to completely winning that battle, at least here in the U.S. Fat Pile Friday, still trying to plow through the fat pile. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, as you know, because the obesity rates are growing, and so is the fat pile. It's actually the same thing. A couple of quick robot stories. One, the Russian robot that was, everybody was so amazed at how far ahead Russia was with their making of their robots and how this robot was so smooth and great. Yeah, it's because it was fake. There was a human inside of a suit. So bad. So bad. Makes it look so. It almost makes you believe that they kind of did it on purpose to make us laugh and see we're not that close, but really we are. I don't know. And another story that I thought was fascinating that I didn't think about really. You know, this is why we talk about all the time that we adapt and overcome. Things happen and we... You know, that's why with the climate change and all kinds of food shortages and this shortage and this animal dying and who's on the endangered species list, we know that the earth and humans adapt. We change because our environment changes. So we adapt to that. Well, this story talks about the rise of robots might make coffee obsolete. Well, no, it's not going to make coffee obsolete. But we do know that there's a huge, you know, kind of a coffee shortage and companies are buying up property like Starbucks. We're selling tons of coffee. It may make a number of Starbucks go out of business, but because we're going to have robots working in the factories and working in stores and doing more and more of the labor that humans do, it will mean less coffee sold because we as humans love coffee. And I will say I am a fan of coffee. I've really cut back over the last few years. But it's tough to get, I do not like to start the day without a couple of hot black coffee. Oof, so good. And no robot is going to take that away from me. We all look for entertainment, something to excite us, something to go. I mean, that's what television is. That's what movies are. That's what, bull riding is. Anything that entertains us and excites us, that's what we look forward to. Now, I have not seen this particular entertainment fun yet, but this story makes me want to see it bad. There are fighters. Now, you know, we have the bull riders and we have the bull fighters, that stab the bulls and they walk around with, 50 spears in them until they die and blood everywhere and everybody hates it. And it is kind of... It does seem extra cruel, but it's a big event and people go to it all the time. And it is, after all, just a bull. Sorry, PETA. But several times a week now in China, a kung fu teacher enters a ring to spar with a bull with just kung fu and his hands. Well, that is kind of kung fu, hands and feet, duh. Now, he grapples with the bull. He's never been hurt. He claims that it symbolizes the bravery of a man. Spanish bullfighting is more like a performance or a show. Who the fighter, Hu Yang, a 41-year-old enthusiast who watched bullfighting during his visit to Spain, is truly the Chinese variety. He claims it is a contest pitting a human strength against a bull. There are a lot of skills involved, and it can be dangerous. He's a pro wrestler, kung fu. He coaches bullfighters at his kung fu school. It is amazing to watch some of the shots of this guy fighting this bull with just his bare hands and trying to bring him down. Now, he, you know, of course, the as long as it exists, that means they're suffering, says PETA, because they don't want, you know, any bulls to be hurt, especially with this. But I want to see this in America. I want to know why it has not been on ESPN. I want to know why we need to bring this over from China. They also, it's like a tag team. So this is a tag team human kung fu against a bull. The first fighter gets tired, another one step into the ring, but they have 3 minutes in which to wrestle the bull to ground or lose the bout. So you get 3 minutes to go in the ring with this bull and try to bring it down to the ground. We have to see, this has to come to America. I want kung fu bullfighting in America. I demand it. I demand it. And even if it's not in America, at least it should be on. I should be able to watch it on one of my 8,000 cable channels. So please, bring it to America. Is this just real life? Is this just fantasy? No, it's real life. Fascinating kind of a tidbit about Bohemian Rhapsody. The number of Queen albums sold, over 300 million Queen records sold. And now the number of times Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody hit, has streamed across platforms, 1.6 billion. Amazing. 43-year-old Bohemian Rhapsody is as popular as it's been in a generation, thanks to, obviously, the movie, which has made, you know, almost a billion, at least over half a billion so far globally. It's been streamed. It's the most streamed song, 1.6 billion. And another thing that they had in this list of Queen facts, or Bohemian Rhapsody by the numbers, which really this doesn't have anything to do with Bohemian Rhapsody, except it's a Freddie Mercury fact, that he had the number, it says here on the list, number of extra incisors Freddie Mercury had. 4. Well, I mean, we knew that if you watched the movie. Duh. We talk a lot about things that happen on airplanes on this podcast. Chewing the Fat. Thank you so much for listening to Chewing the Fat as well. And because you're listening, remember to subscribe and remember to rate and review. That helps other people find the show. And if I know you're busy, so just make it quick and easy. Just rate it 20 stars and review it, best podcast ever, and then we're good. And you're good because you get to enjoy the podcast and you get to let other people know about it as well. If you'd like to... you know, if you want a social media, anything like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you want to have it part of the show at one time or another, make sure you hashtag Chewing the Fat. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, to stay in contact. And if we're going to be giving away the Scout Elf and the Elf on the Shelf here momentarily on the podcast. But I want to get back to this story because I would be so angry, but it's tough to, you know, it's tough to get mad for long because they actually explained it. We talk a lot of times about stuff that happens on airplanes and nobody gets any explanation. They turn the plane around. You don't know why. People get sick. They've got to turn it around. They don't, you just, you know, they've got to, they can't leave until they get somebody off the plane. And, but everybody else has to leave the plane. It's just really frustrating from time to time. And I'm glad I wasn't ever part of any of those flights because I'd be very angry. But this flight, this past weekend, a human heart was left on board the Southwest flight from Seattle, and they took it off. It was left on the plane, and so they turned around. Oh my gosh! Now it wasn't assigned to any donor, any particular donor. It was mistakenly left on the flight. It was being dropped off in Seattle, and then the flight was leaving from Seattle to go to Dallas. Now, it was en route to an area tissue processor to recover valves for future surgical procedures, not just the full heart. Now, so it was just a gift, and the plane decided that they were going to turn around and go back to Seattle just to drop off this heart. And they did. They made it back in time so that it could still be processed and the tissue could still be used in future surgical procedures, which was wonderful. Now, if you're flying from Seattle to Dallas, that's a good little piece. And if you're seeing, I think it just felt like the plane was turning around. What are we doing? What's going on? Well, the captain came on and explained why the flight needed to redirect, saying that the heart had been left on the plane and some dingleberry didn't take it off the plane, and it was supposed to, what the deal was, and it was supposed to be directed. There was no human that it was going to, we weren't in a rush to save an actual heart transplant procedure, but that it was going to be used to help others in the future. But we did have to get the valves and the other, you know, the rest of the heart back in time. And so people were like, okay, no problem. Let's go ahead and go. And then they realized that the flight also had an unrelated mechanical issue. They found this out after they turned around to bring the heart back. So then they made everybody get off and get on another plane and fly to Dallas. So maybe, just maybe, it happened for a reason. And all the people on the plane were the lucky winners because of that heart. So nothing bad happened. It was meant to turn around. The next time I'm on a plane and it turns around, I'm going to try and remember this story when I start getting angry. All right, let's give away the Elf on the Shelf stuff. Chris, why don't you come on in here? All right, it's Fat Pile Friday. We attempted to get through some of the pile. I mean, the fat just keeps getting more and more.
And you didn't.
And on the pile too. But I brought Chris Cruz in for God knows why. But I brought him in. Oh, I know. I remember now. To give away the Elf on the Shelf. We've been promoting all of you that participated. Thank you so much. You hashtagged Scout Elf and hashtag Chewing the Fat and gave us a reason why you thought your home would be a perfect home for the Scout Elf. And we appreciate it. So we have the winners. We have three winners. Three winners, okay?
Hold on. Before you had three, we had the two winners that we picked. But someone came right as votings were about to close down. They stayed in line, and somehow they made it through. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get – because we can talk about that. Because I want to – with one package, we have the mail elf. We have letters to Santa. We have the movie. We have the movie, the Elf on the Shelf story, and the elf pets, Santa's St. Bernard Saved Christmas – in one packages, and we have the St. Bernard, and we also have, which I didn't realize we had these. These are so cute. I don't want to give it away. I want to take this, but I'm giving it away to the girl on the shelf. The elf on the shelf that's a girl. But she
and the boy has one too.
She what?
Yeah. The boy.
Okay, so they both get little earmuffs.
Yes.
The little elf on the shelf earmuffs. Yes. I love these. These are fantastic. And then we have the St. Bernard to give away. Now, those are the three packages for the Elf on the Shelf giveaway. Thank you, Chandra Bell and Elf on the Shelf. And, of course, you can always get your own Elf on the Shelf at available retailers and, of course, elfontheshelf.com. Okay, so in by the wire today, in by the wire was this man, who sent his video in via Twitter with the hashtag Chewing the Fat and the hashtag Elf on the Shelf. And his Twitter handle is?
CaliJosh79.
I love CaliJosh79.
Yes, a.k.a. J-Rapper.
A.k.a. J-Rapper. And, you know, I'm a fan of truckers anyway. I usually do a trucking show once a year when I fill in. I'm a big fan. And there's multiple, by the way, side note.
Of course. Of course.
There's multiple changes and all kinds of new information about trucking and truckers. And I cannot wait. Sometime in the near future, I will do a trucker show. And I'll let you know when. And I want you truckers to be able to participate. So I'll give you a time and you can call and we'll make a Chewing the Fat, Chewing the Road special edition.
They can call the podcast?
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to make that happen.
Okay.
You as a producer, figure it out.
I love how you say
we're going to make that happen. We're going to make that happen. You, make it happen. Because I already said it's going to happen. You have to make it happen now. Okay. All right, so what's his name again?
J-Rapper.
Yeah, but what was it?
Oh, at CaliJosh79.
Okay, now we're going to tweet you back. We're going to tweet you back with what you want, a picture of what you want. And then you just need to email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. With your mailing address, where you want your great Elf on the Shelf prizes to be mailed to, and we'll get those out to you. Okay, we'll try to get them there as you know ASAP.
Yes.
All right. So he is our winner. Now, he's asking for this. This was for Elf on the Shelf. All right. Now, I don't want you to be mad. All right, but because of your video here, let's play the video.
Jeffy, I am a truck driver, and I thought that a great place for my scout elf will be right about there.
Next to the CB radio.
Yep, up on the dash.
I'd just let him roll around with me during the Christmas season and put him up and bring him out next year. I hope that's good enough for you. I really want a scout elf.
Let's see, okay, so I know, and thank you so much.
Yes.
I hope that,
And be safe out there, you know.
And it is good enough. Yeah, you're. By the way, you're videotaping and tweeting while you're driving. It might not be too safe. I won't say anything. I'm sure this is a private Twitter account. Although we have, I have a huge list of stories in the fat pile of all these people that have been fired. That have been fired from social media posts.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. Mm. We've got to get to that. I mean, we've got. You know, all I'd have to do is get through through the fat pile and we could get those stories.
Tracking you, so.
Well, I've got a stack of these stories that are just unbelievable. These people are getting fired for social media. It drives me insane. Anyway, back to J-Rapper, right?
Yes.
J-Rapper? Listen, we were heartfelt.
We were.
Because of your video.
Yes.
And we believe that your dash does
need something. Christmassy.
I don't have another scout elf to give to you because we had already picked and we can't change our picks. That's just the way. That's the law.
Yes.
It's the chewing the fat law.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is send you the St. Bernard dog. Okay.
And it will look good in the dash.
Now, the St. Bernard dog, the tradition that's supposed to be, you know, the friend of the scout elf.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you just let the St. Bernard drive around. The St. Bernard could be with you all year round,
mm-hmm.
Really, because it's there as the elf friend, right?
Yes.
And I think it would look cool on your dash.
Yes.
And maybe, just maybe, it sits there all year and you win a scout elf from me next year.
Yeah.
And it joins the St. Bernard.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
I'm tearing up already.
I know.
I am tearing up.
I know. So you're welcome. Thanks for playing. All right. So...
Now, let's do the girl elf on the shelf.
Okay, the girl elf on the shelf gets the storybook, gets the movies, and gets the earmuffs.
And the music.
And the CDs and the music. There's like a stack, 50 or 60 CDs of music
coming at you.
Yeah. Listen, in the mail when it arrives, if the music is not there, I am not responsible.
No, we're not.
The so there may not actually be music.
It's just Jeffy forgets what the hell the packages are.
Wait. So you get the elf on the shelf, the Christmas tradition, the girl, the earmuffs, the movies, and the storybook. The winner goes to
Jacob Smathers Kids.
I love Jacob Smathers Kids. They sent in such a tremendous picture.
They did. I love that picture. And you know what? If you look at the picture, all it's missing is the Scout Elf. Because you got Santa, you got the dog, you got the brothers and sisters, you got the Christmas trees. Not just one Christmas tree. You got three Christmas trees.
Love it.
You got the, what do you call that? The sleigh?
It's the sled.
That's right. You got a little, well, I don't know what that is. Is that the head of the snowman?
They ripped off the head of the snowman.
They did.
I hope it's a cookie.
I hope so too.
Looks like just an ornament though that you would hang on a tree.
But it is missing the Scout Elf, and looks like they're getting the female.
Congratulations. We really want you to have it, and we know it's going to be with a good family.
Yes, and this looks like a good family.
Yes, absolutely. And so we want you to enjoy it, and thank you so much for participating in the Scout Elf Chewing the Fat giveaway. And I mean that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, on to the...
The Boy Elf.
The Boy Elf.
And that one gets...
We have the Boy Elf. We have the Letters to Santa book. Mm-hmm. We have the ear... I love the ear. I want the earmuffs for myself.
I know.
Somebody, if you don't get the earmuffs, that's a problem because I've taken it.
We're not going to do that.
And you get the movie, the Elf Story movie. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so good luck on the earmuffs.
Yeah. This one goes to Connor in Ohio.
Connor in Ohio.
And we read his...
What's the Twitter?
It's Real Epic One. And this story was that Jeffy, and this is, I believe this is the father, Epic One, says, I have a nice tiny home with an attic that serves as my bedroom. A master bedroom where my lovely girlfriend sleeps with her dog in a queen-size bed instead of me. And her two wonderful boys who wake me up at 5 a.m. without a fail every morning. So he needs...
That household needs a Scout Elf.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And there's no question about that. So let's do that. Connor, congratulations. And your household is now the proud owner of a Scout Elf. And you can, you can name him whatever you want.
Yes,
that's a special
thing. Yes.
It's your name.
Yes.
You name whatever you want.
Yes.
So it could be Connor Jr.
Ooh, I like that. CJ.
It could be whatever you want, Connor.
Petunia?
Whatever you want. No, Connor, whatever you do not name that thing Petunia. If you name that thing Petunia, I'm sending someone in to pick it back up and bring it back to me. But congratulations. Merry Christmas. Thank you for participating.
Yes, thank you, guys.
The hashtag Elf on a Shelf, hashtag Chewing the Fat giveaway. Obviously, we're going to quote the tweet that you sent and show you a picture of the prize and tell you to email chewingthefat@theblaze.com to give me your mailing address, and then Chris will mail it out to you because I don't do that.
But we have a problem now. J-Rapper just texted me back because I told him, hey, you won the dog, blah, 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 blah. He goes and says, can I get one that Jeffy hasn't touched?
I just touched the box. I didn't touch the dog. So yeah, you got that. And you almost ruined it. J Rapper. Okay? Ha ha ha. I got your little Jeffy joke. Better be a joke too. Merry freaking Christmas.